now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
Well, good day, America. Happy Tuesday, and welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with us here on the Attack. If you prefer Twitter, at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. Have a fun hour on tap for you today and a fun two-hour edition of the Spano and Black Attack on tap for you today. And we'll set the table for both hours on the other side. But at the top of each hour, what we always do is chronicle the many ways that you can check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other programming on Sports Byline. And today's no exception. And there's the myriad of terrestrial radio affiliates that dot the landscape. There's a whole bunch of internet affiliates of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network that you can jump on. But in 2016, we talk about devices and taking your radio on the go. And a lot of times that leads to great apps that carry the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And we're going to talk about a few of them now. You can start out, of course, by going to our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to listen to the network live and in living color. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. That's sportsbyline.com. iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of and a few you can't, be they Android, be they Apple, be they PC, or simply go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Same deal for TuneIn Radio. Versatile app, wealth of on-demand content, and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and, of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline. And on this World Water Day, we thank them for their service. On the other side, we'll set the table for this Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack and start knocking things down. That's next, so keep it where it is.
For over 75 years, GEICO's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call GEICO. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Did you go to law school?
No. Clown school.
So we kick off this Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack in fun fashion. Thanks to Robert bringing us back with some fun rejoiners. 800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on The Attack. Again, if you prefer Twitter, which I know many of you do, at Span56, at SportsByline USA. We got a fun show for you on tap today. You know, we'll dive back into a lot of the news around the NFL as college basketball has really taken center stage of late. And, you know, we now have a little break from the college basketball. Don't get me wrong, we'll get some college basketball in today as there's players declaring for the NBA draft, and the coaching carousel is starting to spin in the world of college basketball. So we'll get into all of that as we move along. But we're also going to find some time for the NFL as they're in their owners' meetings down in Florida, and there's a lot of news out of the NFL. So we'll dive into that. We'll dive into some college basketball. We'll dive into some NBA. It's really going to be a mixed bag today. But I want to spend a lot of our time on the NFL and some of the news coming out of the owners' meetings and just from around the league. And then we'll have a nice diversion here on the Spano and Black Attack and on all over Sports Byline. We've always been very big on the Olympic Games, both summer and winter, and we've given it a lot of attention over the years, more attention than the other sports talk radio networks. And it's one of the unique places and one of the unique things that we do, and this is one of the unique places that you can go for that Olympic coverage. And it continues here as we're going to have three-time Olympic gold medalist beach volleyball, easy for me to say, three-time Olympic gold medalist beach volleyball player Kerry Walsh Jennings will join us at 8:40 a.m. Eastern time. That's 40 after this hour, hour number one here on this Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. And we'll talk about the upcoming games in Rio, all the dangers, either real or perceived there, and everything else going on in the life of Kerry Walsh Jennings. So that's at 8:40 Eastern time, 40 after hour number one this hour on this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. But let's dive in and let's start talking a little NFL here. And there's a lot of stories that have been coming out in conjunction with the owners' meetings down in Florida. And I guess this one really caught my eye. I found this a little bit amusing and almost one of those ridiculous stories that when I read it, I almost couldn't believe it. For those of you that aren't aware, Johnny Manziel recently hired a new agent after his previous agent and friend let him go in an effort to shock Johnny Manziel and getting his life back in order. Well, Johnny's made no efforts to get his life back in order. Doesn't seem that he's hit rock bottom, but he's found himself some new representation in the person of super agent Drew Rosenhaus. Well, all well and good. And Drew, maybe you should be thinking, and obviously as a businessman, it's not Drew Rosenhaus's job to think in a more altruistic sense and worry about Johnny Manziel being well and being healthy. It's his job to get him a contract and get Johnny Manziel paid and as a result get himself paid. So that said, Drew Rosenhaus is now the agent for Johnny Manziel. And like any good agent, when you have a client that there is really no interest in, you have to do your very best efforts to manufacture interest. And that said, Drew Rosenhaus is doing just that. You know, he's made all the right statements to the media, and we in the media will pick up anything and run with it because we're always looking for the next story, as it were. And Drew Rosenhaus says that, or he claims anyway, that he has received interest from several teams on Johnny Manziel. Now, me personally, I find that incredibly unlikely. With the way his life is spiraling out of control, with as big a distraction as he would have to be for any team, I really am hard-pressed to imagine that any team would have any interest of any kind in Johnny Manziel. For again, a number of reasons. Number one, he's a huge distraction. Huge distraction. He shows up in your locker room and you have a heat-seeking missile on your hands. Somebody who's, you know, who maybe he craves the spotlight or maybe the spotlight craves him. Whatever the scenario is, he is a heat-seeking missile when it comes to attention. That, his antics are often a big distraction to a locker room. His unreliability because of his substance abuse issues. And pending litigation hanging over his head or pending criminal trial hanging over his head on domestic violence charges all make Johnny Manziel an incredibly risky and distracting and polarizing proposition for any team. So why, with his life in the shambles the way it is, would any team want to get involved in Johnny Manziel despite the claims of Drew Rosenhaus? I mean, you start right there and you look at, you know, the level of distraction and the circus that follows Johnny Manziel around with his life in shambles the way it is. Why would any team move on him? And you might even make that case even if Johnny Manziel was a star player. Why would any team move on him based on the level of distraction that he's going to bring? But this is a guy with a life in chaos that not only brings distraction to your locker room, but I cannot count on the show up every day because I don't know what's going to happen to Johnny Manziel. I don't know if boredom and complacency is going to set in and he's just not going to show up. I don't know if he's going to get arrested. I don't know what's going to happen with Johnny Manziel. So not only is he a distraction when he's there, because of the media circus that will follow him around, I can't rely on him. That's two. And besides, you know, and when you factor all this in, and then you factor in that this is not even the starting quarterback for my team, this is a backup quarterback. This is the second string quarterback or third string quarterback for this team, and I'm going to put up with all these distractions. Just to give you an example, the Dallas Cowboys have decided to move on from Greg Hardy, who plays, obviously, quarterback, the most desirable and most important position on the football field. Pass rushing defensive end, if not the second, definitely the third most important position on the field. You can make a case that left tackle is the second, but that said, you look at what the Dallas Cowboys did in moving on from Greg Hardy because he was too much of a distraction. But this is a Greg Hardy that was still incredibly productive. I'm not saying he was superstar. He was superstar all-pro productive, but he was certainly a productive quality starter and provided pass rush for the Dallas Cowboys. And the Cowboys are moving on from him because he's more trouble than he's worth. Well, what team in their right mind would sign Johnny Manziel to any kind of contract with the level of distraction that he poses the potential to be, the unreliability that he has the potential to have, and This is not even a guy who's going to start or play much of a role for you. He's a backup quarterback that you're hoping you don't have to play, because if he's playing, your starter got hurt, and you're hoping maybe he can develop into something. So when you kind of put all this together, it wouldn't make any sense at all for anybody to bring Johnny Manziel in, because he's the classic case of, well, he's way more trouble than he's worth, clearly. And I don't think anybody would doubt that, because he's not a productive player at this point. And the baggage and the three-ring circus that follows him around clearly makes him way more trouble than he's worth. And we'll, on the other side, we'll continue our discussion on Johnny Manziel and then roll into some other stuff around the NFL. We'll take your calls, of course, at 800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I'm Joe Spano. This is the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll continue talking NFL right after this.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'll just get it through your heads that the pressure's on. For you, I just wouldn't give a nickel.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today, 800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number, 1-800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, at Span 56 or at Sports Byline USA. And you can weigh in thus far. We're going to talk a lot of NFL early on, and then we'll move on to some other things. But you can weigh in on, is it realistic that there's a home in the NFL for Johnny Manziel? I say no. I'd like to hear you make a case for yes or support my case that it's no. And the realities are there is no home in the NFL for Johnny Manziel until he changes his life. That he has to get his life in order. His substance abuse issues are real, a little too real for any team to take a risk on such a non-impactful player. You know, the truth be told, I've said it many times, fair is not equal. Equal is not always fair. The rules are not the same for all these players. That's the truth of the matter. The rules aren't the same for the superstar player as they are for the middling role player. Proof of that was this past season when the obese Eddie Lacy missed bed check with another member of the Green Bay Packers roster. That player, whose name I don't recall, was a special teams player at best and not even a role player within any of the base packages on offense or defense. He was a special teams cannon fodder type player. Well, Eddie Lacy didn't start the game. The player he was with got cut. That's always an example of fair is not always equal. Equal is not always fair. The rules are not the same for everybody. And the choices that you make sometimes are based a lot more on talent than anything else. With a player like Johnny Manziel, who will not make a huge impact on your roster in a positive way as far as jumping on the field and having to play a prominent role, he can't afford to be a distraction at all, much less to the level that he's at. So this idea that anybody would sign a backup developmental quarterback to your roster when around him swirls a three-ring circus, out of control substance abuse issues, and there's possible jail time or at least a trial hanging over his head as it relates to a domestic violence charge. How any team would take a shot on a player like that until a lot of these things sort themselves out, from getting the help that he needs for the substance abuse issues to the being accountable for what he's done in the past to getting clear of the trial that may happen and everything else. It's one thing if he was a true superstar player, if he was on his way based on his talent to being a Hall of Famer or something along those lines, there might be a far better chance that a Johnny Manziel would draw interest from his team, from teams, despite his track record and his checkered past. But the realities are, from a pure talent level and the positive impact that he can make on your roster, that's even middling. So I'm certainly not going to take this role player at best and allow him to bring all these distractions to my locker room and to my clubhouse. That's just not going to happen. That's why there's no interest from Johnny Manziel, despite what Drew Rosenhaus says. I think that's abundantly clear. It's simply not going to happen until he gets his life in order. Again, were he a star player, he certainly might get a lot bigger look-see than he's going to get being the relatively non-productive Johnny Manziel. You know, as we talked about in the last segment, if the Cowboys are going to move on from Greg Hardy and you compare his level of production to Johnny Manziel's, nobody's going to take on Johnny Manziel. And you look, Greg Hardy, even with his level of production, because of the level of distraction that he is, not a lot of sniffs around the NFL for that pass rusher. So realize something. Once you're at the point that you are more trouble than you are worth, you'll never get a sniff around this league. And Johnny Manziel at this point, for all the reasons I entailed, is way more trouble than he's worth. It's not even close. So despite the claims, the ridiculous claims of Drew Rosenhaus, I can guarantee you there's little or no interest from Johnny Manziel for Johnny Manziel's services, and there won't be until he gets his life in order, gets control of his substance abuse issues, gets clear of the potential trial or the charges that are looming against him. And then maybe at that point, Johnny Manziel can resuscitate his NFL career. It's unfortunate. I mean, I guess Drew's not supposed to be Johnny's friend. He's supposed to handle his business affairs. And if Johnny doesn't deem that there's anything wrong with his life, it's not Drew's responsibility to deem that there's anything wrong with his life. It's his job to get him a contract. So that's what he's trying to do. Now, no matter how good an agent Drew Rosenhaus is, it will fail miserably until Johnny takes control of his life. So that's my thoughts on Johnny Manziel. If you want to weigh in with yours, 800-878-PLAY will get you involved. That number again, 800-878-7529. Or if you prefer Twitter, at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. Let's stay in the NFL and let's talk about another story that's coming out of the business meetings, the owners meetings down in Florida. The NFL looks like to play regular season games in China as soon as 2018. That's an interesting one. Obviously, the NFL is the United States' number one sport now by a fairly considerable margin. And they've done their very best to make this an international sport along the lines of baseball and the NBA and soccer and others. But for their success in London, and there's interest in pockets of the world for the NFL, but it is not a truly global sport on the level of some of the others that I've named. And the NFL is trying their best to make it a global sport on that level. They've done a great job with London. They can move into other spots in Europe down the line, but they want to go and tap a huge market in China. I get it. It makes perfect sense. I don't know if they can accomplish this by 2018, but if they can, and they can get Chinese people to be passionate about the NFL, well, they've got a great moneymaker on their hands because it's a huge population. China's a burgeoning economy, and it would be a great opportunity for the NFL to stock their coffers with cash in all kinds of ways. And that's why you hear that a number of teams are interested in traveling to China to play this regular season game. They're not going to care about the effects on their team and travel this far, even with a bye week afterwards. It's going to be tricky travel. And it could have far-reaching effects on the performance of your team in season. But a lot of these owners are not going to care about that because of the influx of cash that will be coming into their franchise. Because I would think it's fair to say you'd be happy to be in many ways, the Houston Rockets of the NFL. And you might say, what do I mean? Well, with the Houston Rockets getting the first Chinese superstar to play in the NBA in Yao Ming, they became China's team. And if you go around China, you see a boatload of Yao Ming jerseys. And it's been a cash cow for the Houston Rockets organization. And it's made them a load of money. So if you can go over there as one of those two NFL teams and you can capture that Chinese market, and all of a sudden everybody's walking around in your jerseys in that market in China, that's a cash cow for you as an owner. And you'll certainly take that risk. Not every owner is going to be interested in this, and some of these higher profile owners that have some of the more successful teams financially, they may not need to or want to pursue this avenue, and winning on the field and the comfort of their team may be paramount over going and opening up China to the NFL. But if you're one of these lesser light teams that doesn't often win, whether it be on the field or at the gate, you'll be happy to open up this. You'll be happy to open up China and take advantage of this great money-making and revenue-generating opportunity. So you'll certainly find a bunch of teams interested. And you'll certainly find a bunch of owners interested. And they'll even sacrifice the performance of their team on the field for the performance of their team at the cash register. And one thing about playing in China, it'll ring the cash register. And as I said, you'll end up being in many ways the Houston Rockets of the NFL. And you'll have opened up a whole new revenue stream for countless billions of dollars for your team. As all kinds of kids around China end up wearing your team's NFL jersey. On the other side, we're going to jump to beach volleyball in the Olympics and talk to Kerry Walsh Jennings, three-time Olympic gold medalist. That's next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, Grainger. Grainger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over a million products across almost every category, Grainger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, let's put the phones on hold for a moment and talk to Kerry Walsh Jennings, three-time Olympic gold medalist, beach volleyball player, and representative of KT Tape. She's going to join us right now here on the Attack. Good morning, Kerry. It's always great to have you aboard.
Thanks, Joe. How's it going?
It's going just great. Before we dive into what's cooking with you on the beach volleyball sand, let's talk a little bit about your work with KT Tape. number one, how innovative this tape is, and number two, how it's helped you.
Yeah, well, I have been a proud partner with TV Tape since 2008, actually. So I feel like I'm a partner. I'm one of their family members at this point. They've supported me in so many ways on and off the court. I have had 5 shoulder surgeries. I've had 3 children. I've been an athlete my entire life. And KT Tape, you know, kinesiology tape has been around for a long time. But KT Tape came in and changed the game, and they just upped the ante because, you know, the integrity of their products, the way, the effectiveness of their products is just off the charts, and that's why I'm so proud to be part of them. They have 4 new products that are coming out, and, you know, they're a proud sponsor of Team USA, which, you know, I'm an aspiring gold medalist this summer. And so there's just a lot of excitement going on KT Tape. And for me, since I had my 5th surgery in September, I just finished my first 2 qualification tournaments of the year. I was taped up for every match. And, you know, mentally it's amazing, the support I feel. Physically, it helps put my, you know, my body in alignment and ready just for battle. And so I'm really proud and just grateful for this partnership.
Well said. I mean, it is a great and innovative product for those that are used to the old white athletic tape. This is anything but. I'm not just talking from a color standpoint. What I'm talking about what it can do for your body as far as keeping you on the court, on the diamond, on the pitch, whatever it is. It's really a helpful product in healing, in staying healthy, and being best prepared to excel in whatever your chosen sport is.
Absolutely, yeah. There's no limits with this tape, you know, and it's I don't care what type of athlete you are, if you're just a weekend warrior, you know, if you have these stubborn, you know, chronic injuries from running or whatever it is, this tape is there to support you and to give you some pain relief. You know, it's not a cure-all. No one's asking for your cure-all, but it's that extra support you need that you can keep going. And for me as an athlete, for me as a really busy mommy, I need something that's effective, that I can, you know, that's reliable. And that's why KT Tape is just the perfect partnership with me.
Well, let's jump out to, let's look ahead. Let's talk a little volleyball here. And let's start, we'll look back and then we'll kind of move forward. You know, you and Misty May Trainor were universally considered the greatest beach volleyball team of all time. And based on your success, I don't think anybody could argue that. She's retired. She's moved forward. You're now teaming with April Ross. Talk about how successful you guys have been, number one, and talk about the unique pressures on April having to step in and team with a legend and now be one half of a legendary team taking over for Misty May Trainor.
Oh, goodness. Well, yeah. Well, Misty and I, our partnership and our relationship over the 12 years we're together were literally storybook. It was so amazing, and we accomplished so much together, and it wasn't all beautiful and easy. You know, we went through, you know, kind of hell to get to heaven, and it was such an amazing, worthwhile journey. And she's retired and is so happy and is a mommy and kicking butt. And so that left me, you know, with a choice of finding a new partner. And April was just a no-brainer. You know, April's not playing with me to fill in anyone's shoes. She's very much her own athlete, and she's a superstar. You know, she's a world champion. She's a silver medalist from London. She's been in all the big matches. She's dominated. And so the partnership was just meant to be, and it's been a really amazing journey. We've had a lot of success. We haven't had enough as far as both of us are concerned, but, you know, becoming great and becoming a great team in particular takes time, you know, and because it's about all those little nuances, and it's about becoming, you know, having like ultimate, unshakable, unflappable trust. And so that's where we're at right now, is that we have all the tools we need to be the greatest team in the world consistently, you know, day in, day out, every single week through Rio 2016. And that's what we're working towards. And it's really, really fun because it truly is in our hands.
Well, let's talk about Rio 2016. And that is the voice of Kerry Walsh Jennings, 3-time Olympic gold medalist beach volleyball player and one of the true greats in the history of beach volleyball. And she joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Sounds to me like you guys are really getting pointed towards Rio 2016. It's not going to be an easy road. You've been down this road before. We've talked about you in April. Why don't you spotlight some of the other teams that are perhaps your key competition in Rio for this upcoming 2016 Summer Olympiad?
Yeah, well, April and I really, we don't worry about anyone else. You know, we feel like we focus on ourselves And we just, you know, if we want to play someone else's style, we're going to lose. We need to play our style. And so that's where our focus is. That being said, the world is very, very good at beach volleyball right now. The Brazilians are obviously very tough. They're going to have two really, you know, top five teams in the world in the Olympics, China, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, you know, all these countries that you wouldn't necessarily place with beach volleyball, they are kicking butt. And these are federations that are fully supported. You know, our federation, the USSB, is not government supported, and which I really appreciate. That's why partnerships like KT Tape being a Team USA sponsor, that's really important because they're fueling our dreams, and it's the American way, you know, private initiative. And so the world is very, very good, but USA is better. And I say that with, you know, so much humility and with, you know, with the knowing that nothing is for granted and we're going to work our butts off to be the best in the world. But I'm not worried about anyone. I'm worried about April and I.
Well, I may give you something to worry about, and it isn't a someone, it's a something. Obviously, you're not living in a bubble, and you can't be immune to the discussion of the Zika virus and some of the issues going on down there in Brazil. As a mother of two and a family woman, how much does this concern you, the Zika virus and everything going on in Brazil, number one? And number two, what kind of assurances have you been given by the USOC that you guys will be made sure to be safe?
Yeah, well, first of all, I have three beautiful children. But, you know, with the Zika, I just got back from 2 weeks in Brazil, and my kind of mindset with all of it is that knowledge is power. So I've been educating myself. I've been talking to doctors. I've been reading, you know, all the articles that come out. And the more, you know, that time passes, the more kind of the hysteria has died down. You know, I'm not going there and there's not a gun to me saying, you know, you're going to, you know, it's like a coin flip. You're going to get Zika or you're not. I took my precautions. You know, I brought my essential oils and my, you know, my bug spray that I got. And, you know, I did my part. And then I covered up as much as possible. The information we're getting from USOC is helpful, you know, and then if I feel at all stressed about it, I'm going to go and get tested and make sure that I'm, you know, clean. So I think it's definitely a very real issue. I think that the lack of information is what's causing all the drama, and they're on top of it. You know, every Olympics has something that's very, very dramatic, and this is, you know, what this Olympics has been about so far, but they're gonna do great. The other issues, I think they're very specific to Brazil and their country and, you know, kind of what they have to deal with infrastructure and the cleanliness of, you know, the lagoon they've been talking about. I know they're addressing all that stuff, and, you know, as I hope the athletes are, you know, going to be, I know the athletes are going to take care of themselves, and they'll be supported in the ways that it's possible to be supported.
Well, really, one or two more from me before we let you go, and we'll keep you on schedule. You talked about having three beautiful children, and you're right. It also shows that I can't count past two. That it's always been a delicate balance because you are one of the most driven athletes that I know. We've talked a lot over the last decade on this show. And, you know, how do you balance? And I ask you this a lot, but I'm always fascinated. How do you balance three children, a family, and being perhaps one of the most driven athletes that I know? How do you stay on top while also giving the love and attention to your family that it needs as well?
Yeah, well, that's my priority. You know, I know I'm very clear with what I want in life, and I want to be very closely connected to my family while I'm pursuing these beautiful dreams of mine. And to me, it's possible. It's possible because I was shown that it's possible by my parents and how they live their life and continue to live their life. You know, kicking butt in their career and being at every single game, you know, for us growing up. And I travel off my job. It's probably the most challenging thing about my job because I just left my kids for 2 weeks straight. But my husband is an amazing daddy, and he's, you know, we're doing this as a team. So even when I'm away, my kids are part of my team on the road. We just won a gold medal and a silver medal, you know, the last 2 weeks. My kids know that they're a big part of that. You know, the phrase that it takes a village, that's, I have my village, and my village is legit, and we're all on the same page. When you want something in life, you just do what it takes to make it happen. And so my drive has not waned. It hasn't, you know, there's no wobble in what I want in my life. And I want a very simple life, but I want it to be profound and meaningful. And I'm, you know, I've created a support system, and I'm blessed with a support system that allows me to do all this.
Well, I'd ask what the next chapter brings in your life, but I don't think you're anywhere near done with this chapter just because you sound like you're driven to a lot more success, and retirement from beach volleyball is nowhere in the near future. So with that said, I guess what I'll ask you before we go out the door, one more time on KT tape, why it's so great, why it's so much better than any unnamed brand of plain old white athletic tape, and also where we can find out more if we don't know how to get KT tape.
Yeah, well, yeah, again, I'm so proud to be with KT tape, and they've truly helped me, you know, coming back from every injury in matches. You know, when I look to my right shoulder and I see the tape, like, I know it's doing something. It's not just a placebo. It's actually helping me function better, and it's a sports performance thing for me. And it's reliable every single time. So, again, I don't care if you're an athlete every single day, if you're an Olympian, aspiring Olympian, or if you just play basketball on the weekends, this tape is going to help support you. It's going to give you pain relief if that's what you need. It's the real deal. You know, not all tapes are created equal, and I'm really proud to be with the best tape out there in KT Tape. KTTape.com, you can check out them on all the social media channels. They have great YouTube videos that show you how to apply, you know, the tape for different applications. But I'm a believer because, you know, I use it every day, and I would never, ever support anything that I don't believe in, and I believe in this through and through. The new products that are coming out are awesome, and the world is going to be so stoked. There's a KT Tape Pro USA tape that's coming out that'll be very patriotic and supportive of Team USA athletes. So, yeah, there's just a lot of good, you know, inventive, ingenious stuff going on, and I'm proud to partner up with a company like KT Tape.
Kerry Walsh Jennings, all I can say is you really are 6 feet of sunshine. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. I'm sure we're going to talk one or two times more before you head down to Rio, or while you're in Rio for the 2016 Olympics. It's truly a pleasure. Keep up the great work. Keep fighting the good fight and everything else. Look forward to talking to you again real soon, and thank you for a couple of minutes.
All right, Joe. Thank you so much. You're awesome.
You got it. Thank you. Bye-bye now. That was Kerry Walsh Jennings joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack, giving us a few minutes, giving us some insight onto where she's headed as she heads towards Rio for the 2016 Olympic Games and perhaps a grand slam of gold medals on the beach volleyball court. New partner, April Ross. And it's not that new. It's a partnership that's been a few years going, and I'm sure April, who's a great player in her own right, it's a team to watch. And she gave us some insight on KT tape, which actually is a great product. So much better, so much different than your traditional white kinesiology tape. Something to be real excited about. KTTape.com, go check it out. But it's really always a pleasure to catch up with Kerry Walsh Jennings. And we will do it again a couple of times before Rio. I'm sure we'll do it once between now and Rio. We'll probably do something with her while she's in Rio as she gets ready for the Olympics. So, all in all, a great spot, a great interview, and kind of a great way to wind up hour number one of the Spano and Black Attack. And on the other side, we'll tie a bow around hour number one, take a quick peek ahead towards hour number two on this Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Keep it where it is.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
I will sue you for everything you have. I will sue your ass.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
As we get ready to wrap up hour one here of the Spano and Black Attack, I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY. Again, 800-878-7529. Toll-free number to join me. If you prefer Twitter, as I know many of you do, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, and in particular, follow us at Sports Byline USA. And you'll have an opportunity to get some heads up on what we're doing programming-wise here on Sports Byline. And in particular, attention will alert you to what's coming up on the Best of Byline, that two-hour block that we do on weekdays, 6 Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time. Here on Sports Byline. And again, if you follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA, we'll let you know exactly what's coming up on Best of Byline. Likely you'll hear our interview with Misty May Traynor. If you missed it, you'll have a second chance to catch that and this entire first hour of the Spano and Black Attack. But you got to check us out on Twitter at Sports Byline USA to know exactly what's coming up. And again, that is the Best of Byline, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific Time, weekdays. Two-hour block of the best and brightest from earlier in the day on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So you make sure you follow us on Twitter. And again, it was a great hour. We can't thank Misty May Traynor enough for joining us. I'm sorry. I keep saying Misty May Traynor. It's Kerry Walsh Jennings, our old partner, who actually joined us. And we're always thrilled to have her on the show. But again, you'll get a second chance to take a listen to that interview. If you missed it, likely on the Best of Byline, and if you follow us on Twitter, at Sports Byline USA, you'll be able to confirm that. So we really want to thank Kerry Walsh Jennings for joining us and giving us some insight into our preparations for Rio and more in our in the time she spent with us. But we're now going to step aside for the news here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and I'll be back at you with Hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Coordinated terror attacks in Brussels leave over 24 dead and more than 100 injured. The president has been briefed on the situation, security being tightened in London and Paris, as well as in New York City.
I'm sensing anger and even a little fear in New Yorkers hearing about what looks like another coordinated terror attack.
I'd love to be able to track down the people responsible and put them to death. It's horrific.
I don't know when the reality is going to hit that we're at war with these people. You know, we have to take it seriously.
Do you fear that that could happen here?
Every second of every day. Someone's got to do something.
There are two officers from the NYPD's counterterrorism unit standing in front of the Belgium consulate here, and the NYPD says extra officers will be placed at subway stops, bridges and tunnels, and landmarks.
Belgium's prime minister calling the explosions at the airport in Brussels and a major metro station an act of terror. You can follow this breaking news at usaradio.com.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
Presidential primaries and caucuses happening in three states today as Democrats and Republicans vote in Arizona's primary and Utah's caucuses, and Democratic voters going to caucus in Idaho. Meantime, most of the White House contenders address a major pro-Israel gathering in Washington. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
The presidential frontrunner spoke to AIPAC.
The United States and Israel must be closer than ever.
But I didn't come here tonight to pander to you about Israel.
But also addressing the largest annual pro-Israel event in Washington, D.C., Republican candidate John Kasich.
I remain unwavering in my support for the Jewish state and the unique partnership between the United States and Israel.
And Republican candidate Ted Cruz.
We need a president who will be a champion for America. And we need a president who will be a champion for Israel.
USA Radio's Chris Barnes reporting. Get breaking news online at usaradio.com.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
A major ruling by the Supreme Court protecting gun rights. USA Radio's Jason Word has that story.
The U.S. Supreme Court handed down an unsigned unanimous decision telling a lower court to vacate the conviction of a Massachusetts woman with a stun gun. Eric Pratt of Gun Owners of America told USA Radio News the decision is directly because of one thing.
Justice Scalia's legacy blessing us even after his death as the courts are forced to recognize that the Second Amendment protects individuals.
Pratt said he wished the court hadn't just remanded the case but struck down the law itself as unconstitutional. I'm Jason Wirt.
While we know that sitting at your desk all day at work is not good for your health, standing may not be any better for you. USA Radio's Anthony Lucero has this report.
Sitting for extended periods of time has been linked to a number of issues like kidney disease and obesity, but a new study finds that there is no definitive evidence that using a standing desk can be any better. One of the main reasons that researchers believe that sit-stand desks are mainly ineffective is because those who have them only stand for about a quarter of their workday. Other pushes to get workers to moving during the day do not seem to change the amount of time that they spend sitting.
Anthony Lucero reporting. A search continues today for a flight attendant whose carry-on bag had drugs in it at Los Angeles International Airport. Federal authorities say the woman ran out of Los Angeles International Airport on Friday when a TSA agent discovered 70 pounds of cocaine in her luggage. Get breaking news online at usaradio.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website
for free, just like they did for these web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Now, here's Joe anyway. Good day, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. It is the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. If you prefer Twitter, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. Great hour one in the books. And again, check it out. If you get a chance to check it out on demand on our various apps, and we'll talk about that in just a second, or check it out on the Best of Byline if it's going to be on there, and follow us on Twitter, and we'll let you know if you can catch it on the Best of Byline. But we always talk about your radio on the go and the myriad of ways that you can get your radio on the go here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And it's thanks to your devices, and it's thanks to apps and various platforms that we make sure to put out there for the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and get involved in. And we're going to share some of those with you now. It starts, of course, with our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to listen to all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews, likely including the one that we just did with Kerry Walsh Jennings on our homepage, and they're separated by genre. So check all that out at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, a great app. You know, you can download it to any device you can think of, and a few you probably can't. You've got that wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel as well on iHeartRadio. There's TuneIn Radio, also an app you can download to any device you can think of. Android, Apple, PC, a wealth of on-demand content, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, another way to check out Sports Byline and the Spano and Black Attack. And finally, of course, the American Forces Radio Network, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other programming on Sports Byline each and every day. And we thank all those service people for their service to our country. On the other side, we'll set the table for hour two and start knocking things down next year on the Attack. Keep it where it is.
For over 75 years, GEICO's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call GEICO. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone, and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Hey, turn that off. Will you turn that thing off?
What's eating you now?
Yeah, what's eating you? That music, it stinks.
Oh, you don't like it, huh?
No, turn it off.
Wait a minute, pal. That was my nickel, see? This is a free country. And I play whatever I wanted.
Sure, and if you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it. And you can leave here anytime you want it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Turn that music off, Robert. Turn it off, I said. Spano Black Attack kicks off for hour two here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, 800-878-7529 is the way to get involved. Or if you prefer, Twitter, at Span56, or it's at Sports Byline USA. A lot of topics, fair game for discussion here if you decide to get yourself involved. Everything from, are there teams actually interested in Johnny Manziel, as Drew Rosenhaus claims? I say no. You can weigh in on either side of that discussion, again, at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. We also talked about NFL to play a regular season game in China as soon as 2018. You can weigh in on that. We're going to move on to some other things in the NFL before we get to some college basketball, before we go out the door here. And the last thing I have from the NFL, and I got a kick out of this one, and it was Robert Kraft and the New England Patriots wanting back the first-round pick that they forfeited in Deflategate. And Kraft even went so far as to pen a letter to Roger Goodell asking for the pick back. Now, anybody that knows Roger Goodell and his Machiavellian methods knows that he's never going to give back that pick, because that would imply in some way that he was wrong or overstepped his bounds. Something that Roger Goodell is never willing to do, yet every time we end up in a court situation or in an arbitration situation, his rulings are overturned because he does always overstep his bounds as it relates to discipline. And really, in many ways, we've talked a lot about it with Deflategate. Here's another case where he did. And we've talked a lot, and Bob has championed the cause of Deflategate in some way being a setup, that there was an opportunity to not have to take the tack they did and go, aha, see, we caught you, we caught you, we caught you. You know, the league was informed and warned early that about some of the practices, allegedly, of the Patriots. And there could have been a simple phone call made. Hey, guys, listen, this is what's going down. This is what we're doing. Help us all avoid a messy situation. And as Bob pointed out many times on this show, that wasn't the case. It was almost a master plan to entrap the New England Patriots. And again, I'm not a New England Patriots apologist. I've said it oftentimes. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. They cheat better than anybody, and they win more than anybody. So with that being the case, you could have warned them and avoided this, but instead you went on what was a glorified witch hunt. And you thought you got Tom Brady, and you thought you got the Patriots. Well, you thought you got Tom Brady, and his suspension was vacated on appeal, and now you're appealing the vacation, his suspension being vacated, and we're going to wait to hear a ruling on that court case. I expect the NFL to lose, much like they always seem to lose in these situations. But that said, you now have a situation where Robert Kraft starting to get more and more upset as this is unfolding and continues to unfold about losing that first-round draft pick. Robert Kraft thought he was doing something for the good of the league, and that was to not appeal and not make a whole lot more noise about Deflategate once Roger Goodell meted out his punishment. However, the more that Kraft is having an opportunity to think about it, the more upset he's getting. And he wants his draft pick back. Well, he's not going to get it back. Not the easy way. And, you know, when you look at this, am I saying that Tom Brady and the New England Patriots were aware of nothing and responsible for nothing? Absolutely not. But there was an awful lot of flimsy science here that was used. There was a witch hunt element. There was a lot of things here, and enough for me, that the New England Patriots probably shouldn't have lost this draft pick. And there's the problem. You know, you didn't properly use the ideal gas law. And I'm wondering now if Kraft could reverse Fields. He promised not to appeal. I'm wondering if he could appeal in an effort to get his first-round draft pick back and cite the lack of use of this ideal gas law. And again, not to get overly complicated. We're not scientists here on the Spano and Black Attack. But to kind of keep it simple, and it was the case that I initially made as it related to the science behind this issue. For all of you that own a car, and I'm guessing that's the vast majority of the Spano and Black Attack audience, and if you have a late model car that has that tire pressure sensor monitoring system, you'll notice that your tires are inflated to the ideal PSI in the summer. You know, just take it till you get to the point you're in the spring, you roll into summer, and you're having no issues with your tires. Coincidentally, you start to get those real cold days in the fall as fall rolls to winter. And it always seems to happen around the same time, a bunch of cold days. And all of a sudden, that tire pressure sensor monitoring gauge comes on, and it tells you that your tires are in need of air. Well, it's not coincidence. As the weather gets colder, the air contracts, and your 32 pounds per square inch of air pressure in your tires suddenly ends up measuring out at 30 or 31, and you got to go put some more air in the tires. Well, in essence, that's, in many cases, what the claim of the Patriots is, that, hey, we didn't take the air out of it. It was a cool day, and, you know, the balls went from warm room temperature to cold wintry day in January in the Northeast, and guess what happened? They deflated. It's natural. You don't have to get all complicated with ideal gas law. Just ask anybody that owns a car with a tire pressure monitoring system in it, and you'll see exactly what I mean. So there's flimsy science. There's issues with now going forward, you were going to track PSIs. You haven't shared that information with anybody. Again, Roger Goodell, extremely Machiavellian in this case. He's not going to give back the draft pick. Maybe he should, based on what's transpired, not only leading up to Deflategate, but what's happened since or hasn't happened since. But we all know that Goodell won't do it, despite the flimsy science at hand. And despite the fact that Robert Kraft, in many ways, was kind enough to take Roger Goodell off the griddle and not appeal. Because we all know what happens to the NFL when they get into appeal situations of their heavy-handed rulings. They lose. Well, I wonder if Robert Kraft is regretting that. And I wonder if at this late date he reverses field, decides to appeal, and tries to get his first-round draft pick back. I don't think he will try to appeal. But I wouldn't be shocked if it did happen. I don't think it does happen. And I think despite his desire to get that number one, that first round draft pick back, that at some point Roger lets this go. But I will tell you this, it certainly fractured the relationship between Roger Goodell and Robert Kraft. And despite the quote unquote good job that Kraft says that Goodell is doing in many ways, if Roger Goodell is ever in need of an ally, Robert Kraft's not going to be one of those allies. And at some point in the near future, I think Roger Goodell will overstep his bounds again and be at the point where the NFL is just like, you know what? We're a multi-billion dollar industry that owns Sundays. We can get somebody else that can continue to lead us to success and not be quite so heavy-handed. And maybe the NFL moves on from Roger Goodell. Certainly won't have Robert Kraft in his corner to help him. And I think that's for sure. On the other side, let's jump off the NFL gridiron and head to the college basketball hardwood. Coaching carousel starts to spin. We'll talk about it next here on the Spano and Black Attack and take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. I'm Joe Spano. Keep it where it is.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices.
prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Men is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You having any of it?
Spano Black Attack continues here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. 800-878-PLAY if you want to chime in. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. If you prefer Twitter, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. And again, whole bunch of topics on the table. Again, you can weigh in with your thoughts on the future, the short-term future, or for that matter, the long-term future of Johnny Manziel, Robert Kraft and his desire to get his first-round pick back that was forfeited in Deflategate, or the NFL looking to play a regular season game in China as soon as 2018. Those topics are all on the table, and you can weigh in on any and all sides of those topics at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. In a second, we will switch off of the NFL gridiron and onto the college basketball hardwood as the coaching carousel starts to spin in a major way. And we'll cover all of that for you and weigh in with our thoughts on everything that's transpired so far and everything that may be yet to transpire. But I want to talk to you a little bit about the Sports Byline GoFundMe campaign. We here at Sports Byline have accumulated a library of over 12,000 interviews. And we need your help and we want your help in protecting, sharing, continuing to grow and digitize the older Sports Byline interviews. We've launched a GoFundMe campaign. So go to sportsbyline.com/funding. Watch the video from Ron. And you'll truly understand why this campaign is so important, why it's so valuable, and why we so much need your help. So again, sportsbyline.com/funding. Donate what you can when you can. And for those of you kind enough to donate, we will give you a link to a special commemorative collection of Sports Byline interviews. So donate yourself. If you're a loyal listener and fan of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, tell a friend. And again, go to sportsbyline.com/funding. And help us in any way you can. And we do thank you for your help and support. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that's 800-878-7529. Again, those many topics on the table of the NFL variety are short-term future of Johnny Manziel, the claims that of Drew Rosenhaus that there's interest from teams. True or false? I say false. Like to hear what's on your mind. Pats want their number one draft pick back. Any chance they get it? I say no. You can weigh in with your thoughts. And the chance of an NFL regular season game being played in China as soon as 2018. Very good, because there's money attached. You can weigh in on that as well. But now we're going to dive to the college basketball, and you can start weighing in on some of the stories in the world of college basketball. We'll start with the college basketball coaching carousel, and then in our next segment, we'll finish that up and roll into some players that have declared for the NBA draft. We see that TCU has hired Jamie Dixon, and he leaves Pittsburgh to go back to his alma mater. And on paper, this looks like quite a surprise, or at the very least, a vertical move. But if it's a vertical move to go resuscitate a program that is not having and has not had success for some time, while at Pittsburgh, Jamie Dixon had a program that was successful. But I guess the realities are, when I look at this, and I'm looking at this, I guess, from a distance, his success in Pittsburgh had kind of plateaued. If you remember, his years in the Big East, in the old Big East, Jamie Dixon's Pitt Panthers were one of those elite programs around college basketball. They didn't have a ton of postseason success, but they were always a ranked team They were a relatively high seed in the NCAA tournament, and they were always considered a very, very tough out. Now you're watching them over the years in the ACC with the Pitt Panthers, and they're now a team that's a bubble team a lot of times. They rarely, if ever, make it out of the first weekend. And it's really just a program that's plateaued, and maybe in some ways with the move from the Big East to the ACC, this Pitt Panthers basketball program has lost its way, and Jamie Dixon maybe has done all that he can, maybe in his mind anyway, that he can with the Pitt Panthers program. So with that being the case, maybe you go back home, you go to your alma mater, and you try and bring them some success that they haven't seen in a long, long time. As we all know, TCU basketball is not a rich and storied history. And the last real sustained success they had of any kind was under Billy Tubbs, and that's a long, long time ago. They just let go Trent Johnson. As we know, Jamie Dixon has a tremendous track record for success, taking over for Ben Howland at Pittsburgh and building upon the success and the culture that Ben Howland had started in Pittsburgh. So I guess the only question is, that's kind of the rationale, at least in my mind, for the move from Pittsburgh. I've done all I can do here. And really, here's an opportunity to go home, go to my alma mater, and build something there that they haven't seen in a long time. It's already built here, and it looks like, based on our change of conference affiliations, that perhaps it's as good as it's going to get here. So now's maybe the right time to move on. I get to go home again, as it were. And I get to go to a place where there'll be expectations, but those expectations will be somewhat tempered in that I'm the prodigal son coming home. We haven't had any success here in a couple of decades, and we just keep churning coaches. So it's a situation where I'll be paid well, and I'll get to build something anew in one of the most powerful conferences in the country. So I get the move on many levels. And I guess the big question is, can he have success at a place where really nobody else has? And why not? You know, the Big 12 Conference, one of the premier conferences in basketball on a year-in, year-out basis. In TCU's in Fort Worth, it's a fertile basketball recruiting ground. And Texans have grown to love college basketball nearly as much as they love college and high school football. So it'll be a passionate fan base if he can start winning. Jamie Dixon can recruit. I have a feeling his recruiting classes will be better than anything they've seen in at TCU for a while. He'll bring a definitive style there that could lead to some instant quick success. And while the record wasn't good, and they looked like they were a long way off, if you watch TCU play, they were always competitive, despite the sub-500 record and the awful record in conference. And they just don't seem as far away as some of those other bottom feeder teams would. So with that being the case, I think Jamie Dixon can have some success at TCU. I also think that the administration at TCU, as it relates to basketball, have to have some realistic expectations, and they're going to have to be patient. It's a great, strong conference. They were at the very bottom. It's a conference that sent 7 of its 10 members to the NCAA tournament and an 8th member to the NIT. So literally that means there are 2 programs that are behind everybody else, and that's TCU and that's Oklahoma State. Well, TCU hired their man in Jamie Dixon, and then directly in front of them, Brad Underwood, recently of Stephen F. Austin, becomes the new head man at Oklahoma State. Now, at Oklahoma State, they've had success, and that's a program with a storied basketball tradition. And they've recruited well over the years. Travis Ford just can't coach in plain English. So now Brad Underwood comes, and we've seen him recruit very well at Stephen F. Austin. With this bigger Big 12 platform, he'll probably take the mantle from Travis Ford as it relates to recruiting, And he'll probably have every bit as good a recruiting classes as Travis Ford, if not better, and recruit to his brand of basketball, which means he'll get that star player that could play anywhere, and Big 12 is somewhere, and he'll bring in a bunch of guys that fit his style, and he'll be able to get better versions of those guys that he had at Stephen F. Austin, and he will terrorize the Big 12 conference. The guy can flat-out coach. He's played in the Big 12. He's been an assistant in the Big 12. He went down to Stephen F. Austin and showed that he could run his own program, and he dominated the Southland Conference like few teams have ever dominated any conference. So I think Oklahoma State poised for success under Brad Underwood. I think Jamie Dixon has a little bit more of an uphill battle in Fort Worth with TCU, but he's a quality coach, quality recruiter. If they're patient and they temper their expectations down in Fort Worth, I think Jamie Dixon will have some success. He'll bring them trips to the NCAA tournament, and perhaps with a little luck, he can get them somewhere near where Pittsburgh is now. For Brad Underwood and Oklahoma State, in many ways, the sky's the limit. I think he can put Oklahoma State back on the map in the Big 12 with Iowa State, with Kansas, with Oklahoma. He's that good of a coach, and Oklahoma State's that good of a place to coach. So I love this opportunity. I love the hire by Oklahoma State. I like the hire by TCU. Getting a quality brand name coach who wanted to leave a good opportunity for what he deemed as a better one. And for Oklahoma State, man, you got one of the rising stars. He's not young, but he certainly is good in Brad Underwood. So I'd like both of those hires. We'll talk about them more on the other side, along with some other rumored movement in the college basketball coaching world. And then we'll get to some players who have declared for the NBA draft. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Keep it where it is.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant-wich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant-wich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melty cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant-wich deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one 8-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Grainger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Grainger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite 4-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Your idea here of a wrestling match here, you got 12 wrestlers around the ring, you got dancing midgets and leathers, you got everything that you've ever wanted in a match.
That's the late, great Rowdy Roddy Piper bringing us back to the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, that number again, 800-878-7529, toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. If you prefer Twitter, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. And again, if you miss any portion of this edition of the Spano and Black Attack, you can catch it on demand at iHeartRadio or TuneIn Radio or Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And perhaps follow us on Twitter, at Sports Byline USA. Perhaps you can catch up on some of this on Best of Byline, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific, today on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Back to it we go. We talked about Jamie Dixon being hired at TCU, and we think that's a good fit, and we explained the rationale, I guess, in his mind, if we can get into his mind, on moving on from Pittsburgh. We talked about the brilliant move of Oklahoma State bringing in Brad Underwood. And I think that'll pay instant dividends in Stillwater, Oklahoma. And now, finally, last of the coaching carousel rumors, Mick Cronin, the head man at the University of Cincinnati, on the short list at UNLV. And I love Cronin. I think he's a great coach. I think he's done a terrific job with the Bearcats in Cincinnati. And it looks like he's interested and willing to leave his alma mater. He's been there for a decade. He's had very good success. He's taken them to the tournament each and every year. And they're now a mainstay within the AAC. That said, rumors are that he has expressed some desire to move along. And after a decade, he seems to think that it'd be a good time for him to move forward and head someplace else. That said, you have to wonder if UNLV is the right spot. There are economic limitations there. They are probably not going to be able to pay Cronin what he wants to be paid, upwards of $3 million a year. You're moving from the AAC to the Mountain West, two equally uncertain conferences with equally uncertain futures, as the landscape of intercollegiate athletics always is open to change, as the Power Five conferences always look to expand and get a bigger and bigger foothold on the national sports landscape in both college football and college basketball. So I don't know that this lateral move necessarily makes much sense for Mick Cronin, and if it's something that'll happen. But he definitely is on their short list, and Cronin is looking to move along, whether it's the UNLV job or someplace else. Remains to be seen. So that'll be an interesting one to watch. You know, that'll be interesting. That'll be interesting to watch, and it should be an interesting situation to see where Mick Cronin ends up going forward. The lead dog right now is UNLV, and they need a coach. So it will remain to be seen where that ends up. But now we move out of the coaching carousel, as that's the rumors there, and I don't hear any other major rumors right now. So let's jump out of the coaching carousel and let's jump into players declaring for the NBA draft. And the number one player right now is perhaps the number one overall pick. He's made it official. We knew he was one and done when he came in. He now makes it official that he's one and done, and that's Ben Simmons. forward extraordinaire out of LSU, National Freshman of the Year, and everything else. Coming in, he was considered a surefire first-round draft pick. And now, it's a surefire that he's a first or second draft pick. It's before coming in, it was considered a no-brainer that Ben Simmons was going to be the number one overall pick in the NBA draft. Now we're not so sure after a statistically great year that sees him become the freshman of the year, the national freshman of the year in college basketball. But it was an up and down year in many ways that has a lot of people taking pause as to whether he is going to be the number one overall pick in the NBA draft. There's now a case where Brandon Ingram of Duke may well be the number one overall pick and not Ben Simmons. Would I be shocked if it went down that way? No. Would people have been shocked leading up to this season if you told them it was going to go down that way? Absolutely they would be. It was considered a no-brainer coming in that Ben Simmons was going to be a one-and-done guy at LSU, and all he would do is cement his status as the number one overall pick in the NBA draft. And while statistically he had a big year that led to him being the National Freshman of the Year, he didn't cement his status as the number one overall pick. If anything, he may have moved himself back to becoming the number two overall pick behind Brandon Ingram. Chances are very good that he may still be the number one overall pick because of his unlimited potential and everything else. But there's also a chance that Brandon Ingram and the versatility he showed in his game ends up eclipsing Ben Simmons. So it's very much up in the air. This 1 year in college didn't really do anything to cement Ben Simmons, as in some ways it was a very up-and-down year. Statistically, he was great and was the National Freshman of the Year. But if you watched a lot of LSU basketball, some very apparent holes showed up in his game. And it's why I think perhaps Brandon Ingram could pass him and be out of Duke and be the number one overall pick. Number one, obviously, the outside shot. Now, that one doesn't concern me. It concerns a lot of people. It's not one that concerns me. I think you get a guy like Ben Simmons, and you put him in the gym, and you let him shoot a whole bunch of outside jumpers, and he'll develop an outside shot the way Michael Jordan did, the way so many others have, the way Jason Kidd did. You could have found a worse outside shooter coming out of college than Jason Kidd. And he developed, by the time his career was over, the last couple of years was as a shooting guard and three-point shooting specialist. So you can develop a jump shot. So those concerned about the Ben Simmons jump shot, don't be. That'll come along. What concerns me, and I've said it many times on this show and debated with many people on here, many didn't agree with me. It was that lack of killer instinct, it was that lack of lead dog attitude. You know, you can't be what everybody forecasts Ben Simmons to be if you run away from the ball in late game situations. And to me, that's what he did. You know, you can make a case it was Johnny Jones and it was the way he called the game and it was some of the other people down at LSU. But you know something? If you're going to be that go-getter guy, go be that go-getter guy. And at some point in late game situations, when you need to take over, what you have to do is just go and take over. Nothing short of that will do. And there were too many games I watched come down the stretch where it was Tim Quarterman or Blakeney or somebody else taking big shots and Ben Simmons didn't get any touches in these big game, late game situations. That, to me, has me more concerned about Ben Simmons than anything else. Physical skills, know he's got them all. Jump shot, know he can develop it. Not worried. But does he have that killer instinct, a la Steph Curry, a la LeBron James, a la Kevin Durant, to be the number one guy? I'm not sure that despite all the talent in the world, he becomes more of a Robin to somebody else's Batman because of his deferential nature. He showed a lack of desire to go get the ball in late game situations. Now, maybe you could put a lot of that on Johnny Jones, the head man at LSU, and you could say, you know what? You just didn't do a very good job, Johnny Jones, of making sure that Ben Simmons got the basketball. And I think that's the big issue, or one of the big issues. Johnny Jones didn't help Ben Simmons, but ultimately I think it's on Ben Simmons to have helped himself. And he didn't do a very good job of that. So if I'm an NBA GM and I own that number one overall pick, I'm at least thinking about drafting Brandon Ingram instead. This is a versatile player who has played in big game situations and in big time situations. And has shown an ability to take big game, late game shots and be a leader even as a freshman. So to me, I'd at least have to think about it. Just because I'm very concerned with Ben Simmons' ability to lead and Ben Simmons' ability to be the lead dog. Again, as I said, the jump shot's the least of the problems. Trust me. That's not where the concern lies. It's not the jump shot. He'll get that done. And he'll be a fine jump shooter when it's all said and done. Where I am concerned, again, is can he be somebody that can be your Michael Jordan, that can be your Kevin Durant? That's what we're all forecasting out of this kid. And I'm looking a lot more like a Scottie Pippen or a Ray Allen, because he's a better talent than that. But I'm looking for more of a complimentary superstar than a lead dog superstar, just because of his deferential nature. The talent is there, but I haven't seen the go-get-it attitude. And I watched enough LSU basketball, and I watched enough games where, boy, he didn't touch the ball late in the game. And it's not a situation where he's a big guy like an A.J. Hammond's not touching the ball late in the game in Purdue's loss to Arkansas Little Rock. Well, you got to help A.J. Hammonds get the ball. There's no help necessary for Ben Simmons in getting the basketball. The truth of the matter, you know, there is no help needed for Ben Simmons. The guy can handle, the guy can do it all. He needs to go take that basketball and say, Tim Quarterman, Antonio Blakeney, I'm taking over this game. I got this. I'm Ben Simmons. I got to get touches. You guys ain't giving, I am not even getting touches here. Very concerning for an all-world talent. I'm very intrigued to see how it goes down. And where do we lay the blame, Ben Simmons or Johnny Jones? On that note, we'll wrap it up on the other side of for this Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Happy World Water Day. I'm Joe Spano. Keep it where it is.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, another great edition of the Spano and Black Attack is in the books. It was another outstanding two-hour extravaganza filled with scintillating sports talk, interviews with the best and brightest in the world of sports. It really just had it all. And again, if you missed any of it and want to check it out, take advantage of following us at Sports Byline USA on Twitter, because you can listen to Best of Byline, that two-hour block of the best of the programming from earlier in the day, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific Time, right here weekdays on Sports Byline. And you can catch up with anything you missed. If you follow us on Twitter, at Sports Byline USA, we'll let you know exactly what's coming up on Best of Byline. Or take advantage of all the digital platforms that we're on. All the archived content on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher.com, or go to our award-winning homepage, sportsbyline.com. And the best of our interviews are up there. And they're separated by genre. Whether it be your favorite sport or form of entertainment, you can catch them all. So there's really no excuse to miss any part of your favorite programs here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We give you so many opportunities to catch up on your schedule and listen to what you want to listen to. So take advantage of it. All right, we're out of here. Special thanks to my producer, Robert, the entire staff at the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, who I couldn't do it without. Until we meet again, I'm Joe Spano. Good day, all.